Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone in. Whatever is on your mind this morning, we are more than happy to have a conversation with you about it. Now, some serious issues to cover as well. One of them on the news there at 9 o'clock, you would have heard. The majority of sex offences in Northern Ireland connected to using the internet involved children aged between 12 and 15. That's just one of the shocking findings of an NSPCC report into recorded child sex offences here. It's a part of a UK-wide survey of sex crimes. Colin Reid is from the NSPCC here in Northern Ireland and he joins us now. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, the majority of sex offences in Northern Ireland connected to use of the internet involves children aged 12 to 15. Are we talking about children from here being the victims, or are we talking about people from here involving themselves in activity with 12 to 15 year olds from elsewhere?
Well, no, let me put context to the figures. There's around 1,700 sexual offences reported to the police each year in Northern Ireland. And this year, the police have started marking those that have an internet component. So we discovered from the police that there were 139 recorded sexual offences actually had an internet component, which is about 7%, and likely to be an underestimation. And off that, really concerningly, there were 30 children under 11 where internet had been, 30 victims under 11 where the internet had been an issue. So it's one of those issues that's really growing, I suppose, and I think these stats highlight the importance of us taking steps to protect children again online.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to get a picture of how the child was the victim and where the child was from.
Oh, these cases relate to Northern Ireland, so there are 139 child victims in Northern Ireland and cover the range of sexual offences that the police would report. So the offences will all have an internet component in some shape or form, whether children were groomed and then went on to actually meet the person, or digital offences were committed online.
Some of them are under 11. Most of them are aged between 12 and 15. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I suppose the under 11 just highlights, I suppose, for all of us that, I mean, we know that Facebook and social media is much, much more prevalent with children, primary school children, and I suppose it does illustrate to us the need to kind of ensure that we get messages across to these children and to their parents as well about some of the risks they may face online.
It's shocking to think that an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, any of these kids at that age would be, for some reason, be going to meet someone who they have struck up a relationship with online.
Yes, and I suppose that's one of the risks. I mean, I think the problem with the internet is, and it's wonderful, and where would we be without it? But the risk is that I think a lot of young people and children don't appreciate that how they might behave in the online world is very different to how they behave in the real world. I mean, most children will not get into cars with strangers, they'll not go and meet people, but in the online world, in their own bedroom, you know, dealing with people who they're not really sure of, I think some of they're not necessarily aware of the same risks, and it's particularly pertinent with younger children who just are not aware of some of the dangerous people who exist in cyberspace.
And are some of these young people involving themselves in sexting as well, which we've often talked about before?
Well, sexting is a growing phenomenon, unfortunately, and some of it is consensual, a lot of it is not. And one of the messages we have to get to young people is don't send indecent photographs across the internet. If you're asked for things, don't send them, and speak to someone, speak to your teacher or speak to your parent, and take steps to protect yourself, because you really don't know who you're dealing with sometimes.
If and you say about consensual, and I presume you're talking about two 14-year-olds communicating with each other, but at what point is the law broken? Because a child could be totally consenting to sending explicit photographs, but the person on the receiving end of the photograph, if that person is an adult, surely is breaking the law.
Yes, and I mean, that's a very good point, Frank. I mean, either of those two 14-year-olds sending a photograph, and the person sending the photograph is certainly committing an offence under the law in Northern Ireland. Now, the police take a common sense approach to that, and they look at kind of the context and power, and you know the context of what's actually happened. But they will certainly prosecute people who are misusing their positions, or there's a power relationship, or they're much older, or they're sending very indecent photographs. So it is something. I think the advice we give to young people is just simply don't get involved in this type of activity.
So we're growing up in an age, or these children are growing up in an age where pornography is so available to them. They simply give two clicks on a mouse and they've got all the pornography that they want to see. Some of them are reenacting that, believing that that's part of what happens in a relationship. We seem to be on an incredibly slippery slope. How do we arrest that?
Well, I think you're right. For some, we published research quite recently. I think you actually covered it in your program. For some children who do get involved in pornography, they particularly for boys, an element of this becomes quite real. They assume it's real, and some of it's addictive. And I think we have to go back to basics and ensure that certainly parents, and I'm talking about myself as a parent, that we talk to our children about these issues. We certainly try to give them good practice advice about what they do, what not to do, and have these conversations around the table. You know, if you can facilitate your children to have a good relationship with you and talk to you about things that are concerning them, I think it will actually protect them online.
Most parents, of course, don't want to be talking about pornography to a child. They don't want to be saying, have you seen something on the internet? Are you aware of what's on the internet? We should take it for granted that they are fully aware of what's up there on the web, and we need to have the courage to have the conversation.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I mean, it's not necessarily about having those explicit conversations, but certainly talk to children about their feelings, about what they would do. You could talk about certain scenarios if somebody asked them to do something they felt uncomfortable about. And I think at those levels, we need to have those conversations. I mean, look, we as parents are not going to keep up with the latest app. I mean, our children are streets ahead. In some ways, we probably don't need to. We need to go back to basics and have those conversations about how they keep themselves safe and what they do if they face something in cyberspace, as you would do in the real world. I mean, we all talk about children don't get into cars with strangers. We need the same types of conversation about the internet.
Is there a possibility that a considerable number of young people have the apps, which are basically sex apps? They're not dating apps. They're apps for people to meet and they have sex and then they forget about each other and they move on and then they meet someone else and have sex with them. Those are the way the apps work. Are we in a situation at the moment where we have young teenagers availing of that app service?
Well, cheers. I don't know. Perhaps yes, and you know, some of this may be quite normal and experimental and part of kind of development. I think what we've got to do is deal with stuff that's not normal and get the basics right and the basic safety issues. That, I mean, clearly the internet is a very good resource for children. They all use it. It's not going to go away, but we have to help them keep themselves safe in these situations.
And should these like dating apps have a blocking mechanism for age, or is there any way of doing that?
Well, I mean, our position is internet service providers have to be much more responsible on this. I mean, it is bizarre that we have kind of regulation of TV and the TV of the watershed, and there seems to be very little regulation in terms of what's available on the internet. And I think what our position is that we would want internet service providers to take a far more responsible attitude to what is available online and ensure that children don't get access to inappropriate material.
So the likes of phone companies could do more, but the concern is it's a bit like putting toothpaste back into the tube, trying to undo the pornographic world. And I'm not just talking about what people might see as top shelf material in a newsagent's. We're talking about the most hardcore pornography is available for everyone to see.
The only answer is proper regulation of the internet.
But how do you regulate it?
You make sure that the availability of that material is only done on verifiable identification and age verification for children, and young people can't stumble upon it, because we are aware that children are coming across, and a lot of children have come across this stuff, and it just seems totally inappropriate.
I see one texter here saying, Frank, parents need to be responsible. My 9-year-old is always complaining I won't let them use Instagram or Facebook like their friends do, but you have to be 14 to use it. Friends of mine say they've signed their kids up for Instagram, but they're keeping an eye on it, but they're breaking the law, encouraging kids to do the same. There would be a considerable number of primary school children who are on Facebook.
Oh no, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it seems a rather elastic concept of age. I mean, the children seem to have access to all these types of things, and I think, you know, we all struggle against, speaking as a parent, how you kind of manage this. I mean, I had a rule with our children that I was their friend, so at least we could kind of monitor what was going on Facebook. And I think, again, you have to keep coming back and have these discussions with them about the sheer number of likes they get, who they are accepting as friends, because you don't have 1,000 friends in the real world. Why would you have 1,000 friends online? You don't actually know half the people that you're supposedly friendly with.
Of course you don't. And then there are also on Facebook and on Twitter people who want to befriend you, who want to follow you, who are just obviously from the sex industry and who want to get some money off you, who want to have you as a client. That is just simply inappropriate for young teenagers to be giving consideration to.
Yeah, and it comes back to having to have these ongoing discussions, and they change as children get older. Clearly, the type of conversation you'd have with your 11-year-old is very different to one at 15. But I think as parents, we have to keep coming back to this and ensuring that we enable our children and our young people to protect themselves.
Yeah, you have an online facility there, a full copy of How Safe Are Our Children? It's up on your website, isn't it?
It's up on our website today. Yes, we've published, it's a UK publication, of which there's a Northern Ireland element to that. We're looking at a whole range of data across the UK, of which internet safety is one, really to try and look at what are the key issues, what does the information tell us, and draw some inferences about the state of child protection in the UK.
Well, well worth viewing there, www.nspcc.org.uk/how-safe. Good speaking to you, Colin.
Thank you, Frank. Always
concerning when we get an update like that, but thank you indeed. If you're a parent or a guardian, are you aware, really, of what your youngster is involving him or herself in when it comes to a screen influence, regardless of which screen they're getting it from?